This Sunday is one of the few days in the year that I'm not going to preach on the gospel, because today is Emancipation Day and marks the anniversary of the Slavery Abolition Act, which came into effect August 1st, 1834, freeing approximately 800,000 enslaved people in British colonies, including Canada. For over 180 years, Black communities across Canada have celebrated Emancipation Day every August 1st with church services, parades, outdoor festivities, protests, speeches, entertainment, and more, seeing an opportunity for celebration and a time of reflection on the struggle for freedom and justice, past and present. This year marks the first official recognition of Emancipation Day by the Government of Canada, following a unanimous vote in the House of Commons in March 2021. The concept of liberation is foreign to most of us. We are a privileged people living in a country where we have the means to live mostly as we choose. We have the freedom to vote and choose our political governance. Most of us have enough to share what we have with those who do not have the freedom to live with the choices that we do. Yet discrimination and racism persist. Perhaps it is thinly disguised, but it is there. Thoughts and prayers for those in need are empty words until they result in actions that are not just one-off or a response to the cause of the day. For the past 184 years, Emancipation Day has been primarily celebrated annually by the descendants of the first freed slaves. Coming from Owen Sound, that's the area that I'm most familiar with, and their Emancipation Festival is thought to be the oldest in North America, if not the world. Begun as a simple picnic to celebrate Emancipation Day, it has continued since 1862, welcoming people of all backgrounds interested in appreciating history, family, culture, and community. It celebrates those who made the Underground Railway possible, braving a perilous journey from slavery to freedom. There is a cairn in Owen Sound's Harrison Park that commemorates the history and is constructed of stones from across Canada, US, and Africa that connect the history. We don't own slaves anymore. Check that off the list for being a good Christian. We live in a free country with all manner of choices. Yep. Check that box that says we're a free people. But then I got to thinking about what it means to be free and thinking about the things that constrain us. Maybe not in the physical sense, but in the spiritual and emotional sense. I don't think there are many of us who don't feel guilt or shame about something in our past. Those feelings can hold us hostage, not allowing us to grow and move forward in our lives. Sometimes we are owned by the expectations of others. None of us really wants to disappoint people, even if that what they want and expect is unreasonable. We want to be included and liked, and at times may be tempted to give in to societal pressure to fit in. In our world, it's acceptable to amass things, and those things make us appear successful, even if we don't really need them. And sometimes our possessions really do own us. Feeling unworthy of the salvation we have been freely gifted through Christ can keep us from feeling and accepting the love and forgiveness that has been offered. No strings attached. The fear of not being enough to deserve that gift can chain us in place, a place that is one of our own making, a place where we are not open to God's grace and the leading of the Spirit. Emancipation Day, a day to remember those who were granted their personal freedom, a day to remember there are still all sorts of people in the world who are not free to choose their own future and who live with fear. It's a day to throw off the things that keep us chained to the past and keep us from moving forward. And it's a day that we can choose to turn back to a loving and forgiving God and say yes to the liberation that is so freely offered. Amen.